It's one of the largest and busiest ports in North America. That's saying something when you consider the ships can only reach this point 10 months of the year. We head to the docks on this edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm LeVar Burton, and I'm proud to be a book person. How do I choose a book? Sometimes it's the cover, sometimes it's the title. I guess I'm pretty visual. If a book's really impressing me and the writing is really good, I will peek and see what the last paragraph is. Because the endings of books should rock you. I am a book person, and if you're a book person too, read to a child and spark a lifetime of ambition. Join me at bookpeopleunite.org because reading is fundamental. A public service announcement brought to you by Reading is Fundamental, Library of Congress, and the Ad Council.
Adolf Ojard is director of the Twin Ports of Duluth and Superior.
We're the 16th largest port in the United States. We're the largest port on the Great Lakes, in excess of 1,100 vessels calling on the port every year as well.
Keep in mind, they rank 16th, but they don't get to operate year-round.
We move that tonnage in less than 10 months. And of course, in the spring and the late fall, early winter, we're a tough port as well because we've got ice throughout the bay.
The port usually has a set schedule, regardless the severity of the weather.
We do shipping on the four major lakes, with the exception of Ontario. We do that shipping on kind of a set schedule, opening the 25th of March and closing the locks at the Sioux on January 15. So the Sioux locks at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, are the determining factor.
This is a major port, and Adolf puts in perspective exactly how far ships must travel to get here.
Duluth is 2,340 miles from the Atlantic Ocean, and a ship that is leaving here for Northern Europe takes approximately 7 days to pass through the lakes and the lock system through the seaway to the Atlantic Ocean. From there, it's only another 7 days to Northern Europe. So when you leave Duluth and you get to the Atlantic, you're halfway to Europe.
Iron ore, coal, grain, and components for wind energy generators are just some of the important items passing through Duluth. More from the harbor next time as we travel the countryside. In Duluth, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McRae.